Welcome into a brand new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast presented by Free Store Food Bank. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, and I am here to bring you the latest from what basically kicks off the Bengals season, and that was the Bengals media luncheon today. We had a chance to speak with Bengals owner Mike Brown, director of player personnel Duke Tobin, head coach Zach Taylor, and coordinators Lou Anarumo and Brian Callahan. And this event really, as I mentioned, marks the start of the season, and you get a chance to ask any question that you want, and media members take full advantage because this is typically the only time media members have a chance to talk with Bengals owner Mike Brown. So that time is always very valuable and you end up learning a lot. So coming right from that today, I have a lot of takeaways that I'm wanting to share with you all. And just in a couple days, training camp will be kicking off. The team starts training camp practice on Wednesday. The rookies and the quarterbacks have already reported, but we'll get to all the training camp stuff later on. So let's just get straight to what came out of today's media luncheon with the Bengals. Many of the questions today for Mike Brown, you could probably guess, were about his franchise quarterback's contract extension and some of the other key players that are also seeking new deals. And the overall impression following the luncheon session was that, as the Bengals have said all offseason long, as Joe Burrow has also said, they are having a vow of silence in terms of who is going to know what's going on with this contract extension process. Joe Burrow and his agent, Brian Arault, have made a pact with the Bengals front office, and that is, we're not going to make... How do I restart that? Okay. Joe Burrow and his agent, Brian Arault, has made a pact with the Bengals front office, and that is, we are not going to talk to anyone outside this core group about this contract process, and the Bengals stuck to it today. Multiple times, Mike Brown admitted and he said, I would like to answer, and I'm not trying to be obnoxious by not answering your questions, but I really don't want my counterpart to feel like I broke the pact that they made, and that is to keep things between that core group and not let anyone else know what's going on. So, of course, with that, there's a lot of mystery still with this mega contract extension that doesn't seem to be done at this point. I expected it to be possibly done by Friday, maybe today. Of course, the start of training camp seemed like the likely day that it would be done for good, but it seems like things could potentially be taking a little bit longer. And that, of course, is just a little bit of reading between the lines. But for exactly what Mike Brown had to say about Joe Burrow's contract and that pact of secrecy, here's a clip from Bengals owner Mike Brown.
How close am I to making Joe Burrow
a Bengal for life with a new contract?
How close am I?
Yeah.
Well, we would agree, you and I, that Joe Burrow is the heart of the football team. But I have agreed, Katie as well, my daughter, that we are not going to talk publicly about the negotiation with Joe Burrow. His agent has agreed to that, and he has stood by it. And I plan to stand by it as well. So much as I would like to answer that, I fully understand why you ask it. I'm going to have to just say not this time.
One of the things I thought interesting about listening to Mike Brown for about an hour today was that he kept referring to Burrow's deal as a puzzle. And what he means by that is Burrow is the biggest piece of this giant puzzle that the Bengals are trying to put together right now in terms of who's going to be on the team after this year. What do the next couple of years look like? That's why these front office members across the NFL are very busy year round, even when the team isn't playing, because there's so much to be thought of and prepare for, because like you're seeing with the Bengals right now, Joe Burrow's only entering his fourth season. And yes, he does have another season, as the Bengals did pick up his fifth year option that does give the Bengals an insurance policy. But the team does want to get the deal done as soon as they can, because there's a lot of dominoes that fall after Joe Burrow's contract. And when Mike Brown talks about this puzzle, you can say that T. Higgins, Logan Wilson, even Jamar Chase, players like DJ Reader, those are all other pieces of the puzzle that until the Bengals know exactly what Joe Burrow and his camp want, it's hard for them to be able to go to the table with T. Higgins' agent, to go to the table with Logan Wilson's agent and say, this is what we can offer. Of course, at this point, they've been going on with these contract negotiations for months now. The Bengals have an idea because of what Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson got as to what the quarterback market's going to look like. But there's a lot of nuances in a contract this big, and you're looking at how many years Burrow wants to sign, for how much per year, how much does he want annually at signing. There's so many things that go into it. And there's also the factor that Joe Burrow is also probably waiting, smartly waiting on Justin Herbert, who's the other big-time quarterback this offseason that's set to get paid, because Burrow is going to want to become the highest paid quarterback, and he deserves to be paid higher than Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert based off of his track record in just a few seasons into the NFL. And him and his agent are probably saying, why should we bite first so that Justin Herbert could maybe top him? Burrow is probably waiting to see what that final number is going to look like. And then I think a lot of pieces could fall into place. Or there's also the thought, and because we haven't been given any information from the Bengals side or Joe Burrow's camp of what he actually is asking for, Burrow has said, I want to play my whole career in Cincinnati. It's not a question of if Burrow is going to be in Cincinnati based off of this contract. He said he wants to be here. The Bengals really want him to be there. There's no animosity between the two sides. Rather, it's just a matter of those final details. And we don't know what's important to Joe Burrow other than he has said he has been cognizant of his teammates that are seeking new deals, and he wants to do what he can to make sure that he stays on a team that's contending for a championship every year. And in order to do so, you need some of those players. And he famously said this offseason that he and his agent and the Bengals have a plan. We don't know what that plan is, but it sure seems like it's in the works. Nobody seemed in panic mode today. It was just a very quiet, hush-hush situation between the Bengals and Joe Burrow. So no real update there to give you guys, but it's something where I wouldn't be shocked if it happens tomorrow. It could happen in a couple weeks, or you know, there is the chance that it doesn't get done before the season. And that is a conversation we'll have at another time as to what that means. But the biggest takeaway I have from what Mike Brown said, and let's not forget, he runs the show. Yes, of course, Katie Blackburn, the Bengals executive vice president, is running the negotiations as she is the team's cap person. But Mike Brown has final say, and he's still very much involved in every decision this team makes. And he loves Joe Burrow, wants to make sure he's compensated in the way that he should be, but not willing to offer any details. And it's really hard to give any reading between the lines information here about what it could mean for players, like I've mentioned before, that are seeking new deals. So not a lot to update there. Just wanted to give you the latest on what Mike Brown said about that particular hot topic. It probably is going to be talked about ad nauseum during training camp. We'll get a chance to hear from Joe Burrow on Wednesday, as that's the first time he will address the media on the first day of camp. I'm sure if the deal is not done, he will give us a lot of what he's given all offseason. And that is, I'm not really interested in talking about it in the media, and you have to respect his decision. But to be sure, there's a whole lot of no updates coming out of the Bengals luncheon on that particular topic. But I did have a chance to ask Mike Brown directly, at what point would the further this negotiation process goes on with Joe Burrow, does it start to affect the ability to potentially sign T. Higgins or Logan Wilson to long-term deals? And he started off by saying, you know, as he really did all day long, was that, you know, he's not willing to talk about it. And by not talking about it, it makes it hard to answer that question directly. But he said, I would like to comment on some of these questions, and by saying, I don't know how these pieces are going to fit just yet. We have a pretty good idea of how much we want to spend, how it's accounting for, but they just have to wait and see how those final details turn out. So that's the latest on Burrow, T. Higgins, Logan Wilson. We'll keep you posted here on this podcast, of course, and on Cincinnati.com with all the latest as we kick off things with camp. So what else was interesting about the Bengals media luncheon today? I thought some things that stood out to me was that Mike Brown was very candid about his involvement with the team. And when asked if he was going to be attending the Hall of Fame ceremony for Ken Riley, as he will be going in the first weekend of August, he said the Blackburn family and his family will be represented there, but he won't be making the trip up to Canton, Ohio, because he said it's hard for him to fly these days and travel. And when asked if he's still going to be able to make it to every game, he said that's the last thing he wants to give up. And as long as he can make it up on that aircraft, he's going to be there. So he's still as dedicated as ever to this team and wants to be able to make it to every game. He's still at every practice I see him. So it's pretty awesome to see his just love and loyalty to his franchise, and even at his age and, you know, having some trouble getting around places, like he mentioned, that he still wants to make sure that those players and those coaches know he's right there supporting this team. So I thought that was pretty newsworthy. And as far as other things, Joe Mixon, of course, was a topic reporters asked about. They asked basically, why did you decide to restructure Mixon's contract? And Mike Brown was open and saying that, well, the reason was if we thought we had a little bit of more room cap wise, it would help us with other situations. And Joe Mixon understood that and was willing to agree to the restructure. And basically, you can sum it up to the Bengals thought that they could be able to get some money back by restructuring that deal. And that's what they decided to do. And as far as when he was asked about Joe Mixon's legal cases off the field this offseason, he said he has an upcoming court date of August 14th, and he will wait to comment on anything until after it rather than make a comment before it. So that's the latest on Mixon. If you had any questions about where things stand with that, Mike Brown offered some good information there. Another key topic today that was discussed, of course, I would say I'd probably rank it as number one questions were about Joe Burrow. Then the number two thing that people wanted to talk about was the stadium lease and what's going on there and what people can expect. He said they've been on a hard push on their end to get that underway. And he said, you know, they've gotten indications from the county that they're ready to talk about it. And that's where he is going to stop talking about it. He said, similar to the Joe Burrow situation, they're going to keep those conversations very close to the vest. And so, of course, it is something that's very much on their mind, but not a lot of information there. And he said, you know, we have a lease. We've been here since we began 55 years ago. So believe me, we are looking to run off, but they're not looking to run off, but they want to have something that works for them and the fans, most importantly. So hopefully they're able to come to something that will be a win-win on both sides this time around. And as far as other notable things that came out of today's media session, I thought offensive coordinator Brian Callahan's comments about earlier this offseason, he said this is the best offensive line they have had since he arrived in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor in 2019. And I asked Callahan, how are you able to measure that with the limits that the NFL puts on what you can do with players in the offseason? Because for the most part, there's not a whole lot of stuff going on in the offseason. It's a lot of walkthroughs and just verbal, getting the playbook down, everything like that. And I thought his answer was very interesting because he said, knowing that most of the offensive line are players that they are comfortable with Cordell, Ted, Alex Kappa, and Jonah, really the only other player that they would not know as much about is Orlando Brown. But because of the amount that the Bengals and the Chiefs have faced, they've been able to see what he can do so often. And one thing he said is that depth is one of the main reasons why they feel like this offensive line could really be the key to getting this team not only to a Super Bowl, but hosting a Lombardi Trophy. And you look at their depth, it's better than they've ever had since Joe Burrow became quarterback. And that's important because, as you noticed, the last couple of seasons, the Bengals have suffered injuries to their starters on the offensive line, and it hasn't worked out well for them. Well, this year, they feel like if one of their starters go down, they have capable backups that the drop-off wouldn't be as significant. So I thought that was a significant piece of information that Brian Callahan offered. As far as timetables for players like Chido Awuzie and Lael Collins, who are both placed on the PUP list, which means that they're not physically able to perform at the start of training camp, Brian Callahan wasn't really able to give any information. That's more of a Zac Taylor question. And as far as what Zac had to say about it, it's very much, we'll see how things progress. The last thing Zac Taylor and this culture here in Cincinnati does is force players to try and come back before they're ready. But Lou Anarumo did say, you know, if I could have Chido ready to go yesterday, I would have him ready to go. When I spoke with Chido this offseason, he did give me the reason to believe that he will be ready to go week one. But something to keep in mind there, and it'll be a training camp battle to watch, is the backup cornerback spot behind Chido. Cam Taylor-Britt has solidified his spot as the starter across from Chido. But if Chido isn't able to go on week one, or God forbid he does suffer another injury, who is the third cornerback that's going to start? And that's something that Lou Anarumo said will be a healthy competition this training camp. And as far as the running back questions in terms of the devaluation of the position, Mike Brown offered a pretty interesting response in basically saying that the league shifts all the time, and this is just the latest shift. He said, I've been around long enough to see some positions that were viewed as not that important become important, and you spend money there. And he said, this is just the most recent shift. But he did say, it is a passing league, and as we've all known, not having two premier wide receivers is going to be hard to win as many games when you get to those championship caliber games when you're going up against the top tier teams in the NFL. And as far as other notable things, I thought when asked how Irv Smith, one of the Bengals' new additions this offseason, starting tight end, he said that Brian Callahan said that Irv Smith has been a good addition. He brings a little bit of a different element than what the team has had. Irv Smith's a little bit quicker and more slippery than Hayden Hurst, who was a little bit more stockier and was able to play that position a little bit different. But of course, the main question with Irv Smith is going to be, can he stay healthy? And you can't predict that, but good things you hear about Irv Smith and what he's going to be able to be in the passing game for Joe Burrow, and how Callahan and Taylor and the Bengals offensive staff is going to place him into this offense that we will see. I don't know how much you'll get to see during preseason, because when asked about it, Zac Taylor said, you know, we're still having conversations about if we're going to play starters in the preseason. If you had asked me today, I would count on not seeing many starters, just because if someone gets injured, that can just make or break a season. And as I've always said every year, the main goal of training camp is to get through it healthy. And that's what they're going to try and do. And, you know, it was funny. I asked Zac Taylor, I said, did you realize that this is crazy to think that this is Joe Burrow's first training camp where he's going to enter fully healthy? God forbid nothing, you know, else happens like that injury last year. And he said, you know, I actually have to remind myself, because sometimes I'll go back and look at training camp tape and he wasn't on the field. And he said, you know, he's going to be eager, but he also knows, I think Dak does a really good job of managing players so that they can make it through camp, those long, hot days, and really be at their best come week one. So that's it as far as what I thought were notable headlines coming out of the Bengals media luncheon. We, of course, will have all of what I said in a short summarized way on Cincinnati.com with multiple articles coming out of today, but just wanted to hop on the mic here and bring the latest from what is very big Bengals news day. And I will be back with my training camp updates as I can throughout the season. I'm really looking forward to being able to be on this podcast more and bringing you closer to the team. So with that, thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.